أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أياما معدودات، فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر، وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين، فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له، وأن تصوموا خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم، ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر، يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر، ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. صدق الله العظيم.
جزاك الله خيرا. Before we carry on, just a few quick announcements, inshallah. Firstly, would like to thank all the Hufaz, the Ulama, for coming this evening. Your presence, alhamdulillah, is much appreciated. Secondly, if any of the Hufaz do not have a place yet to perform Taraweeh, generally we do not facilitate the Hufaz amongst themselves, but if somebody requires a space, then between the venue and the Hafiz himself, we could try and facilitate the process. So you can contact the Jamit office, or you could write your name or one of the Hufaz, that the Hindustans that are here, they will inshallah facilitate it as well. Also, as you came in, you might have noticed there's some preparation for refreshments after the program. So before we go, inshallah, to kindly take off the refreshments, let us try and benefit as much as we can to the advisors going to be rendered now by Mufti Sahib.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله. Honorable Ulama Ikram and brothers, our Honorable Hufaz, Aimma, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. MashaAllah, this is a great gathering, so many ulama, so many hufa, so many imma. Allah Ta'ala accept it. Our Hafiz Umar read the correct verses also, all related to Ramadan. So let's start with our topic. Number one, what is the meaning of Ramadan? Surah, you who are becoming a Hafiz especially, now it's very easy. What you should do is that learn the Surah's names. If I tell you Surah 20, you must know what's the name. 21, you must know. 20, 30, anyone, so you must know what is the surah. And then you learn, try and learn few ayat numbers. Now like this is easy. Shahru Ramadan al-Ladhi. Surah 2, verse 185. So you already know that. So what is the meaning of Ramadan? Ramadan means tahriku dhunub, to burn our sins. Let us just analyze Ramadan for 1-2 minutes. The first 20 days of Ramadan, what are we doing? We are going to fast, we will read Taraweeh, we will do all this, and this year, mashallah, it is short, winter. So we display our love to Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, for your love, I won't eat, I won't drink, I won't fulfill my lust and desires and passion. Now last 10 days, there is a progression in love. So I love my wife, I love my children, I love my shop, I love my job. So I leave all that and I go sit in the house of Allah, and we call that i'tikaf. So the love for Allah is increasing. Then the announcement is made, وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Now you must go read your Eid al-Fitr Salat. So now the moon is sighted. So the moon is sighted for Shawwal. Allah Ta'ala announces another ibadah, the pinnacle of love. And that is from Eid al-Fitr, 1st of Shawwal, to Eid al-Adha, 10th of Zilhijjah, Al-Hajju Ashurum Ma'lumat. So that are the months of Hajj. Ya Allah, my hair is not important, my clothing is not important, my socks and shoes are not important. Your love is important, your Baytullah is important. And we're coming to your house, Ya Allah, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. That is the slogan of the lover. So this whole exercise of Ramadan, of i'tikaf, of Umrah, of Hajj, has one common thread. And what is that? Izharu Mahabba. That we display our love for Almighty Allah. Ramadan fasting is a duty. Tilawat of Quran is the beauty of Ramadan. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, what a genius jayat he was. One Ramadan, dear Hufaz, one Ramadan, he would complete Quran Sharif 61 times. During the day, from Fajr to Maghrib and so, one Quran Sharif. Night time, another Quran Sharif. On the Imam's Musalla, another 61 khatam in one Ramadan. So their whole Ramadan was spent in that. Obviously we can't do that. So let's tell you, you like stories, youngsters, mashallah. So we give you a few stories, so you will learn what we can do. First thing, you open Bukhari Sharif, Mishkat Sharif, you open Riyadu Salihin. First hadith, famous, we all learned it. Innamal a'malu bin niyat. So now we have become hafiz. We are starting to become hafiz. What is our intention? Jaisi niyat, waisi barakat. Our ustad, our Mawana Abu Bakr Manjra, Hafidahullah, knows him well. Hazrat Mawana Salimullah Khan Sahib, Hafidahullah, nice, 94, 95 years old, around there. He was about 16, 17 years old. In that area where they were no hafiz. So people were now parishan, worried, what will happen? So Hazrat told them, and Hazrat was still studying at the time. Hazrat said, don't worry, I will be the imam. Lo and behold, I asked Hazrat when he visited South Africa. In class we can't ask older, we don't have himmat also. We were alone and I asked him. He said, "Me sehri se lekar iftar tak yaad karta tha." From sehri time till iftar, in 27 days, Hazrat finished the whole Quran Sharif. Hifzan. And he made Taraweeh 20 rakat. See, the intention was good. Allah's help comes. And Hazrat is loving. Now he's teaching Bukhari Sharif more than 50 years. So imagine how much work Allah Ta'ala took. So we, each one of us, take this out. I know you youngsters, we also went through all this phase. Now we're old and we've gone cold also now, you know, out and cold. So anyway, now you will read, then the people will say, mashallah, you read smart, but you might just read a bit faster. Then you say, yeah, I have to put the gas down, you know. Even the tasbih, ruku, tasbih, all that will go. So first thing, intention. Why are we reading the Taraweeh? We have to please Almighty Allah. Once you're going to say you want to please people, then remember our intention is wrong. So don't worry about people. People you can't please. Our intention must be to please Almighty Allah. Allah says, I gave you the Quran Sharif. I am so happy with you. Now this is Arabic grammar only, we don't have time. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ. Allah Ta'ala says, it is His grace, it is His mercy, that He gave you this Quran Sharif, you must be extremely happy. Allah Ta'ala is saluting the Hafiz in this ayat 3 times. هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُ. You have the greatest gift, better than everything human being can give you. All the gold, all the silver, all the Guptas, all the Zumas, put everybody together. Nothing is important. Allah's kalam is important. That is the ni'mat, the bounty Allah gave. See quickly, Mawlana Ahmad told me this morning, must give some advice. So I saw all the youngsters. So I told them, you like stories, I'll tell you one story. There was one Waliullah. That Waliullah's name, Hazrat Bayazid Bustami, Rahimahullah. Hazrat Bayazid saw that he's going to a church. And then, second night again, third night, he says, no, this dream definitely something meaning. So nearby there was a church somewhere, he camouflaged himself, disguised himself a little bit, and he went and said, yeah, the padri, the priest came, not two now, somebody else. So he came, and he's also sitting quiet. So they told him, bishop, priest, the flock are here, the congregation, speak. He said, no, I can't speak. There's some Muslim here in the congregation. So he also maybe saw something. He said, please, Muslim, stand up. So the Bayezid covered his desk now. So he's at the back, he stood up. He said, you Muslim? He said, yes. What's your name? He said, Bayezid. Sir, I'm going to ask you questions, but you can only answer from Quran. See how you must learn your Quran Sharif. He said, fine. They put their trust in Allah. So we go quickly through it, right? Very interesting. You children, you youngsters must learn, huh? He asked, who is one and not two? He said, Allah. Qul huwa Allah wahad. Allah is one. Said, what is two and not three? He said, the day and the night. وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. Alternating of the day and the night. What is three and not four? He said, Kursi. وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُ السَّمَوَاتِ. Noon, وَالْقَلَمِ وَمَا يَشْتُرُونَ. Kursi? I took Kursi. Noon, وَالْقَلَمِ, the pen. Allah alone knows. And the arsh. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. What is four and not five? So he said, the four kutub e samawiya, Torah, Zabur, Injil, and Quran. He read all the relevant verses. What is five and not six? The five salat. You know, Quran says, Aqimi salat al-duluki shamsi ila ghasaqi layl wa Quran al-fajr inna Quran min ba'di salat al-isha wa aqimi salat al-tarafay al-nahar. So he read that. What is six and not seven? خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامِ. We created this entire universe in 6 days. وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُّهُوبِ. We never got tired. What is seven and not eight? اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبَى سَمَاوَاتِ. Allah created seven heavens, seven skies. What is eight and not nine? وَيَحْمِلُ أَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةٌ. Eight of the malaika will carry the arsh of Rahman on day of Qiyam. What is nine and not ten? It's not Lord Yam, don't worry. وَكَانَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ تِسْأَةُ رَهْتِ. There was a town, there were nine people, troublemakers. You understood? It's not Lord Yam, somewhere else. So anyway, what is ten and not 11? So he said, تِلْكَ أَشْرَةٌ كَامِلَةٌ. When you go for Hajj, you have to slaughter animal. But sometimes you don't have money, so you keep 10 fast. What is 11 and not 12? Inni ra'aytu ahada ashara kawkaba. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam say, I see 11 stars. What is 12 and not 13? Surah 9 verse 36. Inna iddata shuhuri indallahi ithna ashara shahar. 12 months. Now we digress for a moment. I was still in Newcastle, mashallah, I spent 20 years there, excellent years. Now this is my 16th year with the channel. So anyway, I landed up in Lebanon, Beirut. If you want Arabic kitab, Beirut is the best place. So I went in there, my wife said, there was a counter. And the brother was there, Beirut, you know, Lebanese brother. They speak loud, you know. So I told him, bring that. So he told me, Ashara, 10 kitabs. So I told him, Tilka Ashatun Kamila. Then I told him, bring that kitab. So he said, Ma taqul ya Sheikh, you speak loud. So I said, Inni ra'aytu ahada ashara kawkaba. So he said, 11, I guess. So I told him, bring that kitab. So he said, Ah, what you say? Inna it, for me it was just like a joke, like, you know. So, Inna itta tashuri inda Allah na ashara shahara, 12 months. Now, in the Quran Sharif, the digit, the number 13 is not there. Understood? I told him, bring that kitab. Now, we're like sparring, boxing. So, he's sure he got me in a corner, he must just give me the knockout and I'm out. So, he said, Ma taqul ya Sheikh. You see, he's Arab, we what we, Chapatiya, we Indian, what we do. So, he's sure this guy is out. So, Allah put it by him. I said, wa shafi'i wal watri, qasam of the even numbers, qasam of the odd numbers. He shook his head, he came round, he came here and said, MashaAllah, who's kulla adil kutu balaisa? Take all these kitab, I'll pay for it. I said, repita quick, I'm going. So you see, you learn some numbers also. Beta, how many questions we finished? Umar, how many we finished? 12. How many we finished? 12. The Padri, the priest told Hazrat Bayazid, I've not finished with you, still I have to ask you 2 questions. You must give the answer from Quran. So he said, fine. He said, who is that person who was buried in the grave and the grave was moving around here, there, everywhere, and the person came out alive? So he said, it was Nabi Yunus alayhi salam. فَلْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتِ. The fish took him, swallowed him, made a lukma, and then kept him for 3 days, 40 days, whatever. Some ulama say 3, some say 4. Then, فَنَبَذْنَاهُ بِالْعَرَاءِ وَوَسَقِيمُ. Then the fish threw him out. So he came out alive. The grave was moving around. See? He said, I ask you last question. You sheikhs will all understand English, my brothers. You all? You understand? MashaAllah. Alright. So I don't want him to sleep. I know the bride is getting ready there. So, he said one last final question. You must understand this one. It's very beautiful. He, the priest. The priest also, MashaAllah, he knew a lot about Quran. And that, you know, they study. Today you get this Mustashrikeen, this Orientalist. If they challenge us on so many issues, we'll be finished. So anyway, he said, the priest said, you tell me from Quran, where is that piece of land where the sun shone there or shining there only once? It never ever shone there before, it never ever shone there after. So where it was? Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Allah ta'ala told him, you tell your people, you take them out at night. Isra, subhanalladhi asra bi abdi. Isra means as-sayru fil layl, to travel at night. Fa asri bi ibadi. O Musa, alayhi salatu salam, you take my servants out at night. But innakum muttabawun, they're going to pursue you, they'll chase you. So when Musa alayhi salam took the Israelites, they went, now the ocean is in front. He's here, his people are with him, behind his Pharaoh. And Quran says, فَأَتْبَعُوهُمْ مُشْرِقِينَ قَوْفْ. Not مُشْرِقِينَ. Subhanallah, when they reached there, the sun was rising. Ishraq, you read Ishraq Salat, quarter to seven, whatever today. So, Ishraq time, the sun was blazing there, shining. And he hit the ocean, and it opened. The water became sand, the sun was shining, and then they crossed. And then the Pharaoh said, I also can do this. So when he went, his army went, and the water met up. So that piece of land on the Red Sea, the sun didn't shine there before, nor did the sun shine after. How many questions, brothers? Then it's 40. That is Quran Allah gave you, gave me, Alhamdulillah. Hazrat Bayezid said, you asked me 14 questions, do I have permission to ask you one question? He said, yes. The priest, he said, yes. He said, Mr. Priest, or whatever he said, that what is the key to Jannah? The priest, bichara, huzu broke straight away. About huzu, you youngsters must be very careful, you can make tarawih, you know. I'm coming to all that just now. So you must remember that he was finished, he kept quiet. So the flock, the congregation are looking, our man asked 14 questions, the Muslim answered, hey, he asked one question, our person is finished. He said, okay, I give you the answer. He said, okay, you say it. He read, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abdu rasul. Lo and behold, the whole congregation, whole lot, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abdu rasul. So what's the lesson you learn from here? Many lessons. One, we must know our Quran Sharif well. One, we have to educate the people. So now, let's go to your responsibilities. Now you, the Imam of Taraweeh. Daily, before you perform Taraweeh, read 2 rakat salat, beg Allah, Ya Allah, make it easy for me. And then secondly, make sure your wudu and you have some charity also. 50 cent, 1 rand, 2 rand, you youngsters, you've got too much money. Airtime and data and you know a lot of things. The other day I gave a lecture somewhere, I said the youngsters, they're making iftar daily with dates in Ramadan. But the mind is already making the date for the Eid day already. Ramadan day, dates they're eating, but for Eid day they're making the date already. You know which date I'm talking about? So you youngsters here, yeah, don't make all buzruks like this and all this. Sab buzruk ban gaye. Just now you will go for Mi'raj and all this. Yeah. So let's carry on. See now. Now the Halim will come, the samosas will come, the bhajas will come. Allahu Akbar. Now the stomach is being a lot of noise. Now you in Taraweeh, what you going to do? So all you youngsters especially, is Tirmidhi's hadith. Inna lil hudu'i shaytanan yuqalu lahu al-walahan. W-A-L-A-H-A-N. You have to make dua. Therefore myself, I make very seldom imamat. So a big responsibility. So sometimes Jummah, they push us in front is different. So remember that you ask Allah, Ya Allah, protect me from walahan. So our wudu, we're going to make proper, we're going to give charity, we're going to read 2 rakat salat, we ask Allah. So every night before you go on a musalla, you have to do that. Number 2, this hadith in Tirmidhi. You've got the shaitan's name? Walahad is shaitan's name. He comes and blows our fuses and confuses us. You understand? Then there's a shaitan, Sahih Muslim's hadith. The shaitan's name is Khinzab, K-H-I-N-Z-A-B. When we're reading now, we totally mixed up, mutashabihat. We started in the second Jews and we ended up in the 25th Jews. We don't know where we're reading. One day the Sheikh Huzaifi, I think in 2 rakats he made over 10-15 mistakes. Such a big Imam of the Haram. He is Sheikhul Qurra. So it can happen to anybody. So ask Allah that, Ya Allah, protect me from Khinzab. What is Khinzab's job? Khinzab's job is labbasa, that he makes talbis a iblis. Falam yadri kam swalla. The person doesn't remember how many rakats he read. Whether he read 1 or he read 2, whether he read 2 or he read 3. So he'll confuse you in your rakats, he will confuse you in your qirat. So before you go on a musalla, you have to beg Allah, Ya Allah, protect me from, come brothers, Khinzab. And the Sahih hadith in Sahih Muslim, this is. I can't think, name is not right. You youngsters, you like story, another story. You see, this is 40 years ago, there weren't so many ulama and hufas. Fajr time is still alive, this Qari sahab. He's very famous also. Where is old monk? So now in Durban somewhere, they make imam at Fajr time. Wazariyati Darwa. Who know Wazariyati 40, 50 years ago? Then he got stuck. Halfway, neutral game. Can't go forward, can't go backward. The people at the back, what they know, bichara? So the muazzin from Malawi, who's from Malawi here? Any brother? Yeah. The muazzin from Malawi to the rescue. So he just shout from the back, Shialo Tatamuye. Shialo Tatamuye. They leave this one out, we just take another surah. You remind me of the Indian film, you know? They, first the guys, they laugh, they see everybody laugh. Then somebody translate for them, and then they don't laugh again. So it's like that, you see. Then once it's done, you make Shia alone. Monday night, we have Q&A, you know? So one question came, they say, Mufti sahab, my son wants to get married to a Shia. The girl is Shia, boy is Sunni. What you say? So I said, not permissible, all that. Then I said, Bey, Shia lo Shia. You understood? Shia lo Shia. You must leave all the Shias out. You don't get married to them and all the things. You see, another imam, it can happen. Zuhur time. Also, he passed away. Old imam, he made 30, 40 years imam. So Zuhur time, bichara, this way is Qibla, right? So he came. Allahu Akbar, Zuhur time. Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. He's tuning it up. The people, what? Awam, Al-Awam, Kal-An'am, you know what? They don't know. Hey, must be Mawlid Sabna, he got new masla, what is that? So the muazzin, again, another muazzin from Malawi. So he said, no, we have to do something. So we can't do the whole Surah Fatiha, better in this. See? So what he did? So he shouted from the back. Tula, 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 Tula. You know Tula, Tula? Keep quiet, keep quiet. Silence in the court. Yes. So that is imamat. It's very big responsibility. This is, if I tell you the name, you will fall on your back. Big, big ulama. It can happen to me, it can happen to you. So we told you about your wudu. We told you about your salat. Now you here. Now you youngsters, it's winter. Now, how are you going to dress? You come with a cardigan, with a jersey, and is it in here? There, we are the red devils, dangerous devils. You know, we making dua, Ya Allah, save us from Walahan and Khinzab, but you brought the devil in the masjid. Huh? So, all of you make sure that your dressing also is right. You can't be asking Allah for protection, but you wish shaitan and come. So make sure that nobody point finger at you. When you come, Musalla, Quran says, Ya Bani Adama, khudu zinatakum indakum. Allahu Akbar. Now you all know masla, Subhanakallahumma, all that is sunnah. But now the Maulana will tell you, just leave Subhanakallahumma out. You don't just, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. No, also Bismillah also. So remember, that is wrong. Our salat become makruh. You should read. But the salat is valid, there is no sajda so or anything. But try and read it. A'uzu bismillah all. Surah Fatiha you read, make sure, you see the Shafi'is, if you follow Shafi'i mother, I just want to show you, Imam Shafi'i rahimah, you all you imams, Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah says, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, one. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen 2. Then from there, Siratul Ladina Ramta Alayhim Ghairil Maghdubi Alayhim Waladdallin. That's 7. He says you must one letter. Leave one word in all. You must one letter. Fasadat Salatuhu. That Salat is null and void. You understand? I know you will tell me you are Hanafi and this. But you have to understand, this is no more old South Africa, this is now Rainbow Nation. Behind you, you got Shafis, you got Hanbalis, you got Salafis, you got other characters also. That person will come by you and will tell you, you didn't read Surah Fatiha right. You didn't even read Bismillah, although we read softly. Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. So when you read Bismillah? So make sure, little pause you must. So you have the time for A'uzu Bismillah. I will show you the importance. Wadadhalin. And then we just stop. No. Ameen. Some of them make loud Ameen, Alhamdulillah. We make soft Ameen, Alhamdulillah. What is Ameen? Allahumma stajib du'a'ana. Oh Allah, you accept our. Now you're going to read. Lan tanalul birra hatta tunfiqu mimma. No Bismillah again, you start reading. No, read Bismillah. Then you come to your ruku. So, Sufyan Thawri, pay attention. Sufyan Thawri, rahimahullah, said, when you imam, go open Tirmidhi, you will find it. Sufyan Thawri said, when you imam, you must make Subhana Rabbil Azim 5 times. Make sajda, read 5 times. So the people can read 3 times properly. Now what we do? Bichara, that Baji there is still coming up from the first sajda, you already gone in the second sajda. So how the Baji can make Taraweeh like this? Because we want to break the record, Formula One. People must be happy. This guy is a good imam. Now we 3 guys. You see, who can read fastest the 2 rakats? What Nabi alayhi salam said? You're the biggest thief. If somebody call you a crook, we'll get upset. Here Nabi alayhi salam is saying we are crook. We crook in our ruku, we crook in our sajda. Think properly, but we imam. So all of us is a big responsibility. Then mashallah, then after 8 nights, 6 nights, 9 nights, we'll come to sajda tilawat. Now from now you have to learn. You've got your cell phone and mobiles in it, I'm reading the dua. Don't make this sajda, subhanallah, 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 Allahu Akbar. And what you'll do, in your ruku sajda, you're not reading tasbih, you're reading the next ayat where you must start from. We know all the tricks. I'm making Taraweeh 40 years, alhamdulillah. I finished it in 70, you know. So wherever we go, I make Taraweeh. Mine is one man, one vote, you know, understood? So I make Taraweeh, my wife is behind me. That 2 years ago, I don't know where, I was in South America or Caribbean, I was reading. She took up my mistake. She's not Hafiz or nothing. So I made salam, I said, how you knew? He said, always you make the same mistake. You understood? I said, Fatima, I take another $100. You understood? You turned out to be a champion. You understood? Not Zimbabwe dollars, proper dollars. You so you must remember these things here, that in ruku, Nuhitu an aqra al-Qur'an wa ana raqib. Nuhitu an aqra al-Qur'an wa ana sajid. You can't read Quran when you're in ruku. You can't read Quran when you're in sajda. And we're not reading tasbih. We're preparing our next rakat. It's mamnu, it's prohibited. You can't do that. You understand? You have it. Now, sajda tilawat. How many sajdas in the Quran, brothers? Hafiz? Not ulama. Hafiz, how many?
14.
How many? There are 15 sajda tilawat in the Quran. The Hanbalis say you must make 15. Shafi'is say 14. They leave out the one in Surah Swad. Hanafis say 14. They leave out the one in Surah Hajj, the second one. And Maliki say 11. So you understood? So if you make 15, Alhamdulillah. You make 14, Alhamdulillah. Depending who you follow and whatever. You go Haram Sharif, they make 15. So anyway, sometimes they make 14 also. Anyway, the point I'm making, what I want to inform you is, now learn the dua. It's 4 parts to the dua. The hadith is sahih in Tirmidhi. When we go sajda tilawat, Allahu Akbar. So what dua are we going to make in sajda tilawat? Who knows the dua? Ziri? Ziri? That's not for sajda tilawat. Yeah, that one you can read very good. Any other one? Huh? Allahumma ktub li biha indaka ajra. First part. Allahumma ktub li biha indaka ajra. Ya Allah, I'm making the sajda. You record and write down for me, in lieu of the sajda, the reward by you. You got it? First part. Learn it. Umar, learn. Allahumma ktub li biha indaka ajra. Second part. Wada' anni biha wizra. O Almighty Allah, today the Imam, he read Surah Sajda. MashaAllah, he gave us long time, I read the same dua. Wada' anni biha wizra. Ya Allah, in lieu of the sajda, remove from us our sins, our burdens. Waj'alha li indaka zukhra. Make it for me by you a treasure in the year after. Waj'alha li indaka zukhra. Fourth one, wataqabbalha minni kama taqabbalta min abdika adawud. وَتَقَبَّلْهَا مِنِّي كَمَا تَقَبَّلْتَ مِنْ عَبْدِكَ دَاوُدِ. Then we just say alayhi salam. So remember, Rawahu Tirmidhi, Imam Tirmidhi has mentioned, this is the masnoon sunnah dua for sajda tilawat. You got my hafiz? So all of you must learn this dua or not? So what you going to do? You're not going to pick a tarawih only and go. Every day you must teach the people something new. See now? You say, brothers, today sajda tilawat, we must read this dua, write it there, all that on the board, so every day they can learn something, starting of Ramadan. Now witr salat come, after witr salat hadith. Even now, today you read witr, you must read. After you make salam, so sunan nasai's hadith. After witr, subhan al-malik al-quddus, subhan al-malik al-quddus. And the third time, you prolong it. Subhan al-Malik al-Quddus, Rawahu al-Nasai. Imam Nasai has mentioned. You will do, Imam. So we're going to teach the public the dua of sajda tilawat. We're going to teach the public the dua after witr. Now what we do, you see, you go to masjid night like a new thing, like, you know. So on Friday, they put the board. 80 durood and all that. Jais, we're not saying no jais. But Ramadan time, you will see they bring that big board. Subhana dil mulki wal malakut. It's not sunnah. Then. First thing remember, is not sunnah. That Allama Shami and them they wrote, is only jais, is not sunnah. So you want to make your door in that tarweeha after your four rakats, you want to check this, that, you do all that. Plus, you guys, nice winter. Last year I was in UK, we were fasting for 19 hours. Quarter to 3, Sehri finishes, quarter to 10 is Iftar. So by the time Maghrib comes, we start Isha, 11:30, quarter past 11. Taraweeh finish, quarter past 12, 12:30. Then they say give talk. 12:30 at night I'm giving talk. Then by the time I go to my house and there's just next to the masjid there. So it's 1:00, quarter past 1. Quarter to 3 is already Sehri finished. So where you sleep? So you now have some, you read some Quran, read some Tahajjud, make dua, have Sehri, then you sleep after Fajr. So it's like that. So brothers, you must remember this, that when you are there, you have to teach the people all these kind of things. That what to read and so forth. So the Tarweeha, now it's winter, now you will come with your big, big flask. Because I'm a Qarisab, I'm a Sheikh. So I need some honey and I need some petrol and all that, and diesel and all that. Is it? So it's fine, you do all that. It's okay. Now we'll come to the ending of the Taraweeh. So you must make mashura everything, who's going to read first, second, third, who's going to read first, who's going to read Taraweeh, or the witr, all that. It don't mean in witr we every day, Masjid wal Asri, inna atayna qul wallah. Sometimes read Sabbihisma Rabbikal A'la, Qul Ya Kafirun, Qul Huwallah. Sometimes read that is Sunnah. So this here basically a few issues that we must learn. There are many other issues that I want to discuss with you regarding Ramadan and your Taraweeh and so forth. Make sure when somebody corrects you, you don't feel upset. That is the sign of our pride. I am making imamat, now my student, my colleague, he rectifies me. So I say, what you doing? You don't know me and you, we got the understanding. I make mistake, you just let it go, you make mistake, I'll keep quiet. No, so you can't do this. This is kalamullah. So the meaning can change. You can spoil the whole people's salat. Lot of consequences. Another one, make sure that you emphasize upon the people, in Islam there's only 20 rakats tarawih. There's no all 8 and all that. 2014, I was in Brazil. So I came there Asr time. So the Imam was a Musar African Maulana. So I asked him, who's all the brothers here? He said, all Palestinians, 150 or so. So we spoke this, that, or I told him, no, I've been there many times with Allah's help. Say, Sheikh, you know more about Palestine than us. We speak Arabic and all of them. So they were fascinated, you know. Then Maghrib time came. Then we read Maghrib Salat. Then food, you know. Then Isha time came. So the Imam, I'm there and he's here. So he read Isha, 4 rakats, normal. He stood up. He say, brothers, tonight we're not reading 8 rakats tarawih, tonight we're reading 4 rakats tarawih. Why are we reading 4 rakats? A big sheikh came. You look at my size, you know. Say, a big sheikh came. So he's going to give us a talk and all that, so we can't read 8, we read 4 rakats. You see, this is tala'ub bid-deen. You play with the deen. From 20, they made shortcut to 8. And from 8, they made to 4. How they read the 4? That's exactly what it is. So he is there, the Imam. In front he got a big stand and a big mushaf, big Quran Sharif. So waladdallin. Then he moves one step to the right. And he looks in the Quran Sharif. And he reads. So he reads the whole page. Allahu Akbar. Ruku sajda. Second rakat. Then he looks in there. Waladdallin. Then he reads. Then third and fourth rakat, same. After fourth rakat, they say, now we read too much tarawih. So the kahwa, the chai, the tea, coffee, all that comes and everybody relaxing now. Carnival atmosphere, party atmosphere. So Maulana telling me, he say, you're lucky you came now, second half Ramadan. I say, what you mean, Maulana? Say, you should be here the first week. They brought the kahwa, they brought the hookah and hubbly bubbly, everything in the masjid, and they're smoking away in the masjid. See, we need tarawih, brother. We need some zeal, enthusiasm. We need some pep, so bring the hookah in the masjid. So you, the imam, you have to make very clear, emphasize on the people. We belong to Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah is Shafi, Maliki, Hanafi, Hanbali. Nobody ever said Tarawih is less than 20. Yes, more than 20 days. Imam Malik said 36 rakats. So 20 rakats we all agree on. So you must make sure in your masjid, at least tell the people, brothers, we are in Ramadan, fasting is a duty, Tilawatul Quran is the beauty. You must encourage the people. Therefore, I myself, I don't like to stay South Africa. Alhamdulillah, now past few years, we go this country, last year I was in Caribbean, with Barbados and Guyana and all the Trinidad. So I went there, Guyana, 100 masjids. 80 masjids don't have Quran Tarawih. Yeah, Hindi and Quran, Alam Tara, what to. So what awam? I can't speak to the awam. I catch the Maulana, I catch them. I say, why you don't have? See, leave the awam. We ourselves don't want 20 rakats tarawih long, long. We also like it short. The Maulana tell me like this, what is left? But see, when Allah wants, I was in a place, you understand, near in the Caribbean. I saw 2 youngsters. So I told them, why you don't become Hafiz? So the father started smiling. He brought them. He said, both of them are happy.
happens. I said, Abu Dhabi, subhanAllah.
At the age 11 years old, 10 years old, you see, they make tarawih. Shafi'i said, this is not a masla. You must remember to perform tarawih, Hanafi, you must be baligh. No, nabaligh can be imam. Shafi'i ended, nabaligh is alright. Okay? So you must. So I kept quiet, I said, very good. I said, how you became Hafiz? See if Allah wants. You say, me and my wife, we went to Egypt. My wife starts loving the Quran. From the age of 4 or 5, she's teaching the children. At the age of 7, they complete Hizb Quran. 11, 10 years old, we begin Tarawih for the people, whole Quran. Yes. I myself, I told them, read, I want to listen to you. So you find different parts of the world when you travel. See, brothers, you must learn some masail. Now, this is serious. Those of you not baligh, don't worry, it is okay. When I finished my hijj 1970, my honorable Ustad Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, next week I'll go visit him, inshallah. I'm going to Durban next week, inshallah. So, now to my father, and you know, people make imam, make tarawih, tarawih. So, Hafsab asked me, you baligh. So, hey, what is talking? So my father and Afsab, they made, say, no, we go. Hazrat Mufti Sanjarvi, old. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Sahib, Marhum, Rahimahullah. So he went there. He spoke something Gujarati, I don't know what he said. Tamme Bali, I don't know what he spoke. I said, what this old man is asking here? I'm young, I just go with my shirt, trousers and this and all. So they said, no, you can't make Tarawih. So for 2 years, I couldn't make Tarawih. For me, it was very nice. So when Tarawih started, Hafiz Limalia said, come here, come stand here in front with me. You must take out everybody's mistakes. Nobody can take out my mistakes because I don't perform Tarawih. You understand? So make sure that you must be baligh. Now see one masla. And this is haqiqah to know all. You see, you youngsters, sometime we have to explain to you all these issues. Because you will make all hit and run business and all. I'm 39, a musalla. It's not masjid in musalla. Wallahi al-azim, this incident took place. There's a youngster, he's Hafiz. Daytime now, you know, he get hot, he look at the TV, look at the woman, he do this, that. So he do DIY, do it yourself. You know DIY? Yeah. So he get busy with his private part himself, this, and all of that. And iftar time come, Allahumma laka sumtu wa ala rizqika aftartu fa taqabbal minni, is making all. But when you masturbate, is haram, your fast is broken, qaza is compulsory, no kafara, but remember ghusl is compulsory. What the mother used to do, he just take one charge, big pur, let it finish there. Then tarawih come, Allahu Akbar. He's making imamat. The whole month he made imamat. Then one day on the radio I said, must be some question came. So I said, you know this, it breaks the fast. Qaza is compulsory and all this. Send me email. Obviously I can't tell you name, it's not right. Oh, see what you're talking. My fast, I'll pay, keep qaza, but I made imamat for the people. What about that? So no DIY business, you heard? You youngsters. Even in the Rajab is not permissible, say no Ramadan. And if you make DIY business, you must remember your fast is broken and you must take ghusl and make tawbah. You can't come make imamati like this, junub and all these things. So therefore be very careful about these issues here. Then you must explain to the people simple things. See, I give you. You must tell them that suhoor time, they have to do 3 things. You the imam, you have to educate them. Ni'ma suhoorul mu'min at-tamr. Everybody knows khajur is sunnat iftar time. But very few people know at sehri time also khajur is sunnat. Open Mishkat, you will find the hadith there. So we must have dates, encourage the people to have dates. Okay? Number 2, Quran Kareem states, وَبِلْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ. At two places Allah spoke. So Sehri time make istighfar. So you and me have to do it. Imam Al-Hasan Al-Basri is the sage of the age, bully of his time. One person came, he said, Imam, my shop, the business went down. He said, make istighfar. Another one came like me, he said, Imam, I'm married so long, 10 years, 15 years, no children. He said, make istighfar. Another one came, you understand, he said, in our town, yeah, no rain, 1 year so long. He said, make istighfar. Subhanallah, three different people. Today, maaf, any doctor, yeah. The doctor come, head paining, panado. Stomach paining, Dr. Umar, you. So, stomach paining, panado. And then knee paining, panado. They keep the doctor's name, Dr. Panado. So the student told Imam Hassan, three different people came, everybody you gave same in the ruska, same prescription. He said, Amma qara'at al-Qur'an? Istaghfiru rabbakum innahu kana ghaffara. Make istighfar. Yursil is-samaa'a alaykum midrara. Allah will send the rain. وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ Allah will increase your wealth. وَبَنِينَ Allah will give you children. These were the people. So simple, my 1 hour lecture and Imam Hassan Basri's 1 minute lecture, his 1 minute lecture is better than my 1 hour. You understand what I'm saying? So people are tired, don't give long, long lectures and all these kind of things. Short. So in that way, when I go all these countries, I speak 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Then after Isha, the people want, then we speak. So after Fajr, 5 minutes. After Zohar, like that. After Asr, a little bit longer. Because iftar time, you know. So in that way, you create the environment. You understood? Then 2-3 other things regarding Ramadan. That every day, وَإِنَّ جُودَهُ أَكْثَرْ مِنَ الرِّيحِ الْمُرْسَلَةِ Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so generous. More than a gusting wind. So we mustn't be, we Maulanas and students also be characters, you know. We know Lam se le, we don't know Dal se de. Say no, all lao. Ek hat nahi, dono hat se hum le lenge. It's wrong then. Hazrat Ali Miah, subhanallah, who can be like Ali Miah? Hazrat Muhammad Abul Hasan Nadwi, rahimullah, he won over $1 million. $1 million he won. Saudi government gave him, Emirates government gave him, Brunei government, he didn't touch $1, he gave everything away. 1999, I was in the Haram. Sheikh Abdullah Subayil, 27 night announced. I was there in Safa Marwa. He said, there were 9-10 janazas. Afterwards we asked people who were there. There were more maybe, 9 or 10 or more. He didn't read that. He said, first we're reading Salatul Janaza ala samahati Sheikh Abil Hasan Ali Nadwi. I started crying. The Arab asked me, man who? I said, Alimun Fadilun min al Hind, a giant of a scholar from India. 27 night, 2 million people, and Sheikh Subayil ready Janaza. He said, keep your money, Allah will give me izzat. What we say, I'll make Taraweeh, how much are you going to pay me? Yu'minuna bil ghaib. The Maulvi, the Hafiz said, Yu'minuna bil jayb. Huh? What would it be? We sell the deed. That's why our words don't have no effect. Don't do that. Don't say, I want this, I want this. If people come on their own, that is the fun. But you don't make condition. You understood? Next one, you must remember Khatmul Quran. Very important. Say, tonight I'm going to tune it up. We're making Khatmul Quran 27 night, 29 night. See, today you're making Khatm, next week you're making Khatm. There's three things I want all of you to remember. Number one, when you make Khatmul Quran, out of Salat also, so remember the last 22 surahs, from Wadduha downwards. Ma'ariful Quran, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib wrote, I met Hazrat Mufti Sahib myself, Alhamdulillah. So he wrote, number two, Tafsir ibn Kathir, Hafiz ibn Kathir wrote. Today I was teaching the students, I told them, write down this note, Ibn Kathir, Rahimahullah, Shaykhul Islam, Ibn Taymiyyah, Rahimahullah, both buried in the same graveyard. These Salafi characters, they say, no tasawwuf in that. Ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn Kathir, both buried in the same graveyard, and that graveyard is called Maqabiru Sufiyyah. The Qabristan for all the Sufis. And where it is? In Damascus. So, see. So Ibn Kathir has mentioned, so after every surah, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ Oh, اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ Don't wait, we just say Allah Akbar shortcut. Surah Alam Nashra فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَرْغَبْ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ وَالتِّين أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ Every surah. We go? Make reference, put in your head. Allama Nawawi Rahimullah wrote in Kitabul Adhkar, he mentioned a hadith. When Khatmul Quran is made, 4,000 malaika come down just to say Ameen on your dua. In the Haram you go, Makkah, Madinah, Alhamdulillah, we've been many times. So Ramadan, so you go, Subhanallah, 2 million, 3 million people come for Khatmul Quran. You know, special days, you tune it up. So anyway, you must remember that. So 4,000 malaika make the army. Now, mistake. Pay attention. Al-haqqu ahaqqu ayyutaba. We have to speak the truth. We don't have to make this way, that way, and all this. You see our Quran. Umar, bring our Quran. That Miaswam Quran or whatever. Anyone, just bring. So you will see. Open Bukhari Sharif. Not the Saudi one, our one. You know, we got Quran also, Saudi one, and we got our one. The 13 line one, what we call. See, you youngsters, you must learn properly, learn from now. Don't make all mix up. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. And Hazrat Ikrimah Abu Jahl son, when they should start Quran, they should kiss the Quran Sharif. You must remember that. I just want to see if it's here. I'm sure it's here. Here is it here. You see, after Surah An-Nas, they got here. Du'a'u Khatmil Quran al-Azim and all that. See, the hadith is in Bukhari Sharif. Where in Bukhari Sharif? In Fazailul Quran. You understood? Now these are the words. قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِئْسَ مَا لِأَحَدِهِمْ أَنْ يَكُونَ It is horrible, terrible, very bad for a person to say, نَسِيتُ آيَةَ كَيْتَ وَكَيْتَ I forgot this ayat, I forgot that ayat. بَلْ نُسِّيَ But he was made to forget. نَسِيتُ active. نُسِّيتُ passive. So now we're making dua. You must listen to today's dua, Shaykh Sudeh. Allahumma dhakkirna minhuma nussina. Allahumma dhakkirna minhuma nussina. So wherever I get, I fix it up, you know. On the radio, I mention it other times. So when we read the dua, Allahumma dhakkirni minhuma nasitu. I'm not saying it's haram, but I'm saying it's not according to the hadith. So we must choose the one that in the hadith, Allahumma dhakkirni minuma nussitu. You change nasitu to nussitu for individual. For plural, collective, Allahumma dhakkirna minhuma nussina. You're with me? Bukhari Sharif, Kitabu Fazail al-Quran, you'll find. This Quran Sharif in my hand, is written there, Yasin Usman. You see, Al-Mahadul Islami bi Waterfall. So I told them everything. I say this is mistake. You must fix it up. They say we don't accept. I said the hadith Bukhari Sharif, then they kept quiet. They understood. So we must speak the truth. Now they don't change their business. But don't them say that what I said is not right. I'm giving you the hadith. So we must practice on that. You know? So you must, and don't learn it the wrong way. If somebody made mistake, you don't mean we must carry on with the mistake. We must do right way. Allahumma dhakkirni minuma nasitu no nusitu and nusina. Last one, brothers, remember, then when people, now we make mistake in Taraweeh, 2 rakat, 3 rakat, there, mix up all these kind of things, wuzu breaks. What did Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِيَلِينِ مِنْكُمْ أُولُو الْأَحْلَامِ وَالنُّهَى. Open Tirmidhi, you will find. This is the Imam. Those people must stand behind who know what to do when the Imam's wuzu break, the Imam got some problem, he doesn't know the ayat, kafi tula tula and all these kind of things. So, make sure in Taraweeh, you the hafiz, you're not sitting there in the third surf and fifth surf. You must be here behind. Because anything can happen to the Imam. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is reading Surah Yusuf, Fajr time. Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, his name was Fayruz. He came with the khanjar, with the dagger, and he stabbed him. It's me and you, what we should do? We'll make a big commotion. Abdullah bin Abbas is Ra'isul Mufassirin. He's a giant. He walked in front, he carried on with the salat. Istikhlaf. So what we do, for real it happened. I can tell you the town also it happened. Potish room, anybody potish room? Western Transvaal, not ready for potish room? Oh, from where are you? Oh, I thought you did that. My uncle is there, I'll ask you if you know him. Ibrahim Makwena, they call him. His shop's name is Makwena. Ibrahim Hussein, he's the only uncle I got in the world, father's brother. So he's also 84 years old, mashallah. So anyway, brothers, now, when something goes wrong, you see, in Pochestrum, not 30, 40 years ago, so one visiting imam came. So they told him, make salat. So Maghrib, huh? Maghrib was. He got stuck in the kirat. Allahu Akbar. And there in front, there was a window, he put everybody in sajda, he jumped through the window there. One guy started peeping, he said, the imam is gone. That's why now they make all seal business. You can't run away. You have to go back this way. So make sure that you'll have all the time. You understood? That's what I can remember, brothers. I'm speaking for 1 hour. It's your turn now. If we spoke, kul to ma kult, in kana sawabam from in Allah, or in kana khatan from inni wa inna shaitan. If what we said is right, it's from Allah's side. If it's wrong, certain things Allah forgives from me and shaitan. The floor is open, anything you want to ask, Taraweeh, whatever, ask whatever you want to. Chalo brothers, anything you want to ask. Umar, start you. His father is my student and he's my student, so mashallah. His father is Maulana Abdul Aziz, so I know him and his father and grandfather and all of them.
What's the mashallah with regards to reading 2 pages in the first regard and 4 pages in the second regard?
See, good question. You must remember that sometime the Qari Sahib now, first rakat, he read 2 pages. From London Alul Birra, he read 2. Then Sami Allah Al Mahmuda, Sajda, all that, he stood up, Allahu Akbar. Now he's in the second rakat and he got into the tune. He's in the zone. Understand? He said, no, man, let me just carry on. It's going good. Plus, there's no mistakes, no stucks. So the salat is done, there's no Sajda, Sahu. The salat, but it's makruh to do that. Mm-hmm. Try and keep the second rakat slightly shorter to the first one. See?
This up, you made mention of the fact that when you come to Wat Duha, then you must say Allahu Akbar and then you must carry on even in Taraweeh.
No. I said out of salat. Out of salat. We said out of salat. So, even Taraweeh, if you say Allahu Akbar in your mind, say it, no problem. But we speak out of salat. See? Come, you youngsters, I tell you to fire up questions. We go for the bride.
Sir, if you're reading Taraweeh, you're stuck and the Hafiz is also behind you, don't know where you're stuck. So everyone's quiet. So what do? Do you just read?
According to Hanafis, then, if it's 3 Subhanallah and all that, then you'll have to make sajda yourself. So, best thing, Imam, just go Allahu Akbar and you make shortcut. You know? Or just take another surah, wal asri, tabbat yada, and then you check it up. I make Tarawih alone, my wife is behind me, I get stuck so many times. So we just take one surah and carry on, and then we take that page and read the whole page again or something. You understood? Ji. Yeah, excellent. If you must the sajdah tilawat, you must remember it's finished. You can't go make that sajdah tilawat out of salat now. So you must just make tawbah. Mazahim, Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis say sajdah tilawat is sunnah. So if you performed it, it's good. You don't perform it, it's no sin. Only Hanafis say it's wajib. And if you must it in salat, then there's no such thing as you repeat it. You must it finish now, you make tawbah istighfar. Understood? That's the fatwa. Did you carry on?
So you read the ayat of sajda, and then after one or two ayats later, you realize that you
now then it's fine. After one or two ayats, you make it, it's fine. But say now you must, and you remember right in the ending, then you just leave it. Yes, somebody, ji. Ah, very good. I told you all who I told. You give so many lectures here, I forget also. Oh, last night then, Elukden, I told them. Elukden, what they placed them. You see, one day, I'm from Heidelberg, you know Heidelberg, I'm born there. So, from Newcastle, I came home, my parents visited them. In the 80s it was. So Heidelberg is predominantly Afrikaner, you know. So those guys came to me, they said that at school they want you must come speak there. So I said, about what? He said they saw a video about Hajj and all these kind of things. I said, yeah, tell them tomorrow I'll come. So we went. It's a boarding school, white school. So we went. Lucky there's two guys who went with me, they also had beards, you know. So I explained to them, does that, then Q&A. So the white guy, he stood up, he said, Hukamas Almal van Yala Barkman. Why all of you have got beards? So I said, no, it was a Bayer Moifrach. You all know Africans. You South Africa do Africans do nothing. So he says that, this day I told him it's a very good question. I said, you see, there was a couple, they got married. And now they got a small child, baby, 7 months, 6 months later. So baby get hungry now and then. So now he start moving this way, so he come, he catch the father here by the chest. Because father also is clean, and mother also is clean. So what do you know where the breast is, where the milk is, you understood? So this type of thing here. So he stood up, hey Imran, you're listening, Suleiman. Yeah, nice answer, listen. So he said that, as khanuk, ek verstand no. He said, now don't carry on, I understood the answer. Understood? You're like to go, or making tawaf. You go Kruger Park, you saw the lion. What is the lion? The lion is the king of the jungle. And see it properly. What a big beard it got. You just look at the beard, your wuzu will break. You saw the lion properly. Who is here? No Paji here. King of England came to South Africa. You must just check the date. Last night I was sleeping. Not sleeping, I want to check something. I was born 20th April. 1957, Wednesday was 20th April. So I wanted to check, somebody told me, so I just said, let me check on my phone quickly. So I checked it on Hitler. Hitler born 20th April 1889. And Hitler died 30th April 1945. So I tell people, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you make conversion, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born 20th April 570. And I also, alhamdulillah, 20th April. But then I go other side, I say Hitler also 20th April. You understood? So you can play with all these dates. So you must just check it out. You got your Umar, you check it out. You're all good in this. King of England came to South Africa. 1948. 1947-48 he came. King of England. They don't see all this lion and all this real. They see all spaza, kali, you know. So, he say, I want to go Kruger National Park. That time the name was Kruger National, nice Kruger Park. So they took him there. All day, round, nothing. Don't see. Second day, again they go. He got made the king, and they gave him the best warden, the best guide, everything. The Bura, you know, the wife. Then third day, he said, it's my last day, I have to go back. Early morning, they went there, nothing happened. Imran, Suleiman, next day in the paper, it came. The king of the jungle don't want to see the king of England. He went to be, he never saw the lion. Zee, come speak now, we'll take another 3-4 questions. The bride is waiting for you. You will practice on all these things I said, it will help you, inshallah. What is the dua you must read before wuzu? Shaitan is troubling. What is the shaitan's name? Walahan. And for salat? Khinzab. Good. Remember that too. It will help you a lot, inshallah. You must have confidence also. Jee. Don't say 3 seconds, 3 subhanallah, salat don't become null and void. You have to make sajda a sahu. Yeah, salat is not null and void. No, 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 there you just follow the imam. For them these laws don't work. They got their own mazhab. If you apply the Hanafi mazhab there, every salat is broken. Allahu Akbar, play with the jubbah, waladdallin, play with the scarf, wadduha, play with the jubbah. Salat is long time broken. Amal kaseer. There's another masla you must know. Ramadan time you like to push it up, is it? Huh? Now you're in salat. Now you play with your specs, then you play with your button, then you play with your clothing, you know. And plus you imam, some of you, you know, you go into ruku. Then when you come back from ruku, then the kurta gets stuck right in between. You understood? So, you know, then the guy at the back also is laughing. So he wants to pull the kurta back. You know? So you must be very careful of all these kind of things. Rather wear nicely everything. See, you understood, bhai? See, come. Finish.
I think they're hungry.
Right. I told them, I think it's time for the bride now. Hungry man is angry man. Come, last question, then we finish. You understood? Mawlana, you made Jummah, no? Imamat. MashaAllah, excellent. Mawlana read beautiful, excellent. You see how Mawlana read, you must read like that. MashaAllah, excellent. So, you must this thing, you see, when this question come on the radio, so I say, this we call a plumbing problem. What we call? Plumbing problem. This hadith kitab is called Bulughul Maram. You will find this hadith there. All you youngsters, you must know this thing here. It's very good, Mawlana. Jazakallah. You just go open the fire brigade, there's a shh, and then it comes. Then you go into ruku, then it comes leak. Go into sajda, another leak. Go into second sajda, another leak. So what you call? Call a plumber. Plumbing problem. Huh? So when you finish, you urinate. See, look at me. Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, that's why I give the reference, Zimbulugul Maram. You take your left hand. Some people they got a problem, some don't have. It's a very bad problem actually, it can be serious. You take your left hand, this is your fire brigade. So from here, from the top, not from the bottom. From the top, you do this. You start taking out, you see your toothpaste. How you press it like this, then it comes out. So this is your fire brigade, your toothpaste. So now you press from here, like this. Don't press too hard, gently, like that. So all the drops in the pipeline, everything must come out. Salasan. This is our Deenul Islam. When they came to Salman Farsi, radiallahu anh, He said, your Nabi even teach you this, how you must make istinja. He said, never mind that. He even taught us this, even taught us this, even taught us this. Today I gave the youngsters in a madrasa, 1929, in Madain. Maulana Ahmed, write that name down and tell the students, Madain. I didn't give them. Imran, write it down. Suleiman, the city's name is Madain in Iraq. In 1929, the king of Iraq, not Saddam and all of them before that. So, he saw a dream, water is coming into the grave of Sahaba. Hey, forget, you know this king, you know. Then the Grand Mufti of that time, he saw the dream. So he told the king, we have to do something. He said, what? He said, I saw a dream, the Sahaba, water is seeping into the grave. He said, yeah, even I saw it, I forgot. They had emergency meeting. Then the ulama of Hijaz, Makkah, Medina, Saudi Arabia, as we know today, that came only in 1932, before that, 1929. I went, alhamdulillah, Madain, all those we saw. So 1929, you must remember Salman Farsi, Huzaifa bin Yaman, Abdullah bin Jabir, these three Sahaba, radiallahu anhu. So, they in Mashura said, fine, we must exhume the bodies. Then the ulama of Hijaz say, you can't. It's Hajj time now, we postpone. We all want to be present. It's not every day Sahaba's body is exhumed. In 1929, they exhumed the bodies, thousands of people present. They saw Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu, whose face and his hand, eyes were shining, glittering. All three Sahaba's body 100% intact. You see, they were people, taharat, cleanliness, Tawbah, Inna Allah yuhibbu tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahirin. So all of you youngsters, you got plumbing problem, you must do that three times. Take everything out from the system. Then you pour water. Don't put toilet paper only and finish. You say, no, me, I don't use water, I just put toilet paper. So I tell you one story, then I finish. You like stories. Sheikh Ahmed Didat, rahimahullah, I used to go sit by him. When I was in Newcastle, I go sit. He used to always think I'm Gujarati, he used to speak in Gujarati, I just used to laugh, you know. And he used to swear also sometimes. So Allah forgive him, give him the truth for those. He did a lot of work. So, he tells me that these Christians, they come. Who never tell, who can one, who never speak like that. I say, Boharu, then he says, now they come on to debate with me. They say, may I fix them up? You know, they speak like that, the sort of Josh. He said, this white chef, he come by me. He tell me, I can take you on. Mr. Didat. He said, now look at this youngster. He doesn't know, I'll finish him up in 1 minute. He said, okay, let's be, before debate, let's do this. You see, that side there is toilet, is for Muslims. So there we got water and all these type of things. And that side there is the water, non-Muslim, only toilet paper. So you go there to toilet and you do your thing. And you use your toilet. Me, I go there, I'll do everything, and I use water. Then we both come outside, we drop our trousers and we bend down. We see where the fly comes in. If the fly sit by you, you have to become Muslim. You say, no. He said, get out from here, debate finished. You can do debate like that. Huh? Nice story. You go home, you want to tell mommy the story. Subhanallah.